around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, never get tired of hearing that music, folks. We welcome all of you back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, October 25th, 2025, as we get ready for the Halloween week ahead. And as we discussed last week, today is a PTP day here on the program. What does PTP mean? Well, that is our preferred travel panel. We certainly enjoy doing these. So, listen, as we transmit live via satellite across the USA to our 610 weekly stations that air this program nationwide, we have four special guests today. Actually, today is a truly special PTP. They're waiting to join us for the panel discussion. But before Mary introduces them, we do want to announce that, we mentioned the new partnership with Regent Seven Seas Cruises on the show last week and shared, that you can join Mary and me for a 12-day cruise aboard the all-new Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026, actually a year from right now. And we're going to be going to Malta, parts of Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey. A number of you acted quickly, as 50% of that cruise is already sold out in just 1 week. Thank you to all of you who have booked. And because space is limited, you need to book your suite now, the rest of you. So you're going to go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. You're going to see a banner at the top of the page that has the Regent logo in it. It's going to give you all the information, the itinerary, the special offer, and more, plus a phone number to call Megan or Peyton at Regent to get your trip booked with us.
That's right. And, of course, as we've said, if you have any questions on this 2026 cruise, you can email us, and we will personally follow up with you. All right, now to our guests in today's preferred travel panel discussion that will focus on America's 250th birthday. Let's welcome Eric Hansen, Senior VP of Government Relations at the U.S. Travel Association. We have Martha Sheridan, CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have Brad Dean, CEO of Explore St. Louis, and Aaron Gifford, a well-known travel and outdoor writer.
Hello, everyone. Nice to have you here on America's number one travel radio show today.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, good morning to everybody. Can hear you all there. I know it's like a scrum. We all just jump in. But before we get into specifics this morning, and it really is a way to give all of you a chance to talk, for this first question, we want you to think about all the excitement surrounding America's 250th birthday that's coming and share with us what it means to you personally and why you think it's so important to honor and celebrate our great nation. Eric, we're going to go with you first.
Well, it's going to be a historic celebration. I think what's going to be unique about America 250 is that it's going to take place at the same time as the 2026 FIFA World Cup, which will be the largest sporting event in human history. So at a time when Americans will be celebrating our heritage, we'll be touring around the country to celebrate America the Beautiful, we'll also have an opportunity to showcase America's greatness on the world stage.
Martha, what do you say to that?
Oh, well, obviously, I agree with Eric on that. We're excited to be a host city for the World Cup. But as far as the 250th goes, for me, it's really exciting. I'm a born and bred New Englander, and we like to think that it all started here, particularly here in Boston, where we've had so many incredible milestone events already that really kicked off the celebration of America's 250th, from the Boston Tea Party, Battle of Bunker Hill, the Lexington and Concord, Paul Revere ride. So we're already well into it and looking forward to more celebrations in 2026.
I love that. So, Brad, what does it mean to you personally, and why do you think it's so important to honor and celebrate our great nation?
Yeah, 2026 is shaping up to be a blockbuster year for all of us, and we're especially excited in St. Louis, where we have the iconic arch, the symbol being the gateway to the West. It's not only going to be the 250th America, but also the centennial for Route 66, the Mother Road. So it's a great opportunity to connect with that great American road trip, and we hope it's coming to or through St. Louis, but no matter where you're going, it's a perfect year to celebrate the road trips all throughout our great nation.
Well, good answers on that. Now, Aaron, here you go. What say you?
Hey, thanks. I think for me, as someone who's been to 49 states, I'm going to see my 50th state in January. I've road tripped for weeks across these places. What's most exciting to me is that every place has a story to tell. It's not just about the founding moments, though those are amazing, the Independence Halls, the Jamestowns, the Freedom Trails, but it's also about, you know, the civil rights landmarks in the South, the national parks in the West, and even kind of a lot of those quirky places. Kind of one that comes to mind is Casey, Illinois, which kind of stakes its claim as the big thing small town. This is a town that's known for having more than 30 supersized roadside attractions. I mean, that's a really cool place to go see the world's largest mailbox, the world's largest, you know, rocking chair. These are places I want people to know about. So that's one reason I'm putting together this guide that shares 250 places to go next year.
Okay. Well, thank you. So all four of you have enthusiasm that's contagious, and you all bought some very diverse ideas there. So Eric, next week on the show, U.S. Travel CEO Jeff Freeman is going to be back on the show with Robert and myself for our Chief Travel Leader conversation. We know that you and the U.S. travel team are focused on America's 250th, really working to inspire Americans to rediscover and reconnect with our country. Give us some insights into some ways you're working to make this happen and how it's a priority within the organization.
One way we're working to celebrate it is alongside Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, who is launching a great American road trip around the country. He's going to be taking his family. He has 9 kids. I actually grew up one of 9 kids, so I know what it's like to travel around the country with 9 kids. It is not easy, but it is one of the most special things that you can do. And I think partnering with him, we intend to showcase some of America's great destinations, great people, great culture, and celebrate the transportation projects and investments that allow people to get there. So we're really looking forward to having that be part of our celebration.
You know, Eric, I love that. And you may not know, he was on the program with us probably about 6-7 weeks ago. Could be a little more than that now as I lose track of time. But we talked about that on air, and actually we're going to try and join him on one of those Great American Road Trips with this program. So hopefully you'll be a part of that, and we'll all see you there. So Martha and Brad, because you both represent, you know, top U.S. cities, and knowing we're going to soon have to take our first break, I'm going to have you two hold, and I'm going to move to Aaron for this next question. So, you know, Aaron, you talked about some of these places. Where's a place that you're planning to visit or maybe make a return visit to in 2026 to celebrate America and her 250th birthday?
Gosh, I'm actually going to share a place I just returned to, and that's South Dakota. And it's such a great destination. It's an underrated road trip. You've got a lot of history there. You've got Mount Rushmore. You've got Crazy Horse Memorial. You've got Badlands National Park. But then you've also got kind of really quirky stops, like you've got Wall Drug there. You've got this really cool dinosaur park in Rapid City. So I love it because, again, it's just such a perfect pairing of heritage sites, national parks, you know, historic monuments. So it's something I think anyone should check out or return to, like I just did literally last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And you think about the richness of this country. I mean, I know we have Rudy today. He's connected here with us. He's in Chicago, but he's up in St. Paul. There are so many things to do in that part of the state. I can think of some trips we've done there. The whole West Coast we're going to talk about. But all right, well, panel, we do need to step aside coming up for some sponsor messages. So we're going to ask you all to please stand by. Next segment's going to be about double the length of this. So we'll have a little longer to get into details. And Martha and Brad, we're going to talk certainly about Boston and St. Louis with you. And we'll expand the conversation when we return. Plus, later in the show, by the way, Mary, we love it. We're going to go rapid fire with all of them, right?
Yes, so the four of you can think about what that means.
Yeah, exactly right. That's going to come up in the H block this hour. So, all right, as Mary and I are here in New York, we're going to send the show back to Bobby in Dallas there at the Network Command Center. Don't go anywhere. Today's preferred travel panel will continue after this break. The show returns in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's gocolette.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsor.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you've got back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to it, folks, roll right into this G-Block. Today's preferred travel panel is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry.
No, we absolutely do. You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's simply smart travel. It safeguards you against so many unknowns that can impact your travels. Go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, back to today's panel with Eric Hansen, Martha Sheridan, Brad Dean, and Aaron Gifford.
All right, Martha, we're going to start with you. Earlier this week, I was speaking with Ed Harris, the CEO of Visit Williamsburg. They're interested in bringing this show there for one of our big Let's Go America tour events and live remotes for America's 250. And certainly Colonial Williamsburg is a great location to celebrate our nation, as is Virginia in general. But as you said last segment, you know, for those of us who know our history, Boston and Massachusetts, you know, they're atop that list for sure. And we know you have many things, you know, on tap for visitors. So I want you to share with our listeners tuned in around the country, got a large audience across the U.S., you know, why you say your area of our country is the place for listeners to come celebrate America's 250.
We started the celebration a couple of years ago, and it's been ongoing for the last few years. It's been really exciting. What we've got coming up for 2026, though, is just a continuation of all of the incredible historic attractions and tours that exist in Boston every day. The history of America is ingrained in our tourism product. You know, we all know about the Freedom Trail. We have the Black Heritage Trail. And a lot of these tours are now weaving revolutionary history-specific information into their content. So when you come to Boston next year, you will be able to experience some incredible tours, learn a lot about the history of America. We have one more big celebration coming up, which is actually on St. Patrick's Day. It's called Evacuation Day, and it's when the British left Boston and Massachusetts, so it's going to be an interesting celebration. And then, of course, we will pull out all the stops for the 4th of July when we do our annual celebration on the Esplanade with the Boston Pops, which will be on steroids this year to sort of culminate all of our exciting 250th celebration event.
Yeah, to say the least. Thanks, Martha. So, Brad, as I shared earlier, you're the CEO of Explore St. Louis. Certainly, Robert and I have done that during past visits to your city. Your predecessor, Kitty Ratcliffe, has been on our show a few times in the past. We know you've held similar roles with Discover Puerto Rico and the Myrtle Beach Chamber. I'm curious, with all of your experience, just talk a little bit about how it's influenced what's ahead in the Gateway City for America's 250th. You made a good point about the centennial coinciding for Route 66, but what's on tap for your city next year?
me.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting parallel with Boston, because you think about Boston being the birthplace of the nation in many ways. St. Louis was the expansion of the nation, not only westward, but expansion into the Midwest. And today we celebrate that in many ways. You can tell a lot about a city by what's on its plate. And in St. Louis, you're experiencing today everything from toasted ravioli to James Beard nominated chefs, and recently one of the top restaurants in the nation, according to the New York Times. The St. Louis has proven that you can have great cuisine right in the heart of the Midwest. And so every plate comes with a little bit of a story and swagger in St. Louis. At the same time, we're also excited to celebrate St. Louis's role in very consequential moments in history. Virginia Minor helped started a movement for women's suffrage right at the old courthouse, which recently reopened, the same place of the famous Dred and Harriet Scott decision. So a lot of consequential history. And then when you think about the historical heritage of St. Louis, you can't ignore the music. I mean, if America has a soundtrack, St. Louis wrote a lot of those verses, from blues on the riverfront to jazz clubs at Grand Center. It's the place where Chuck Berry and Tina Turner electrified rock and roll and Miles Davis redefined jazz. In fact, some people would say that your rock don't roll without St. Louis.
America's soundtrack, St. Louis.
And,
I like that.
And Brad, this underscores again just why our country is so great. So, Aaron, before Rudy asked you about some other regions of America, I'm going to bring this conversation back to you again, Eric. So, Eric, 2026, and really what remains this year, too, as America's 250th birthday unfolds, it's a unique, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to showcase America as the world's premier destination for travel. We're not going to get into all the negative nonsense that the national media likes to dwell on this program, you know, but the facts are, anyone who has traveled this country, or other areas of the world, certainly, knows how blessed we all are to be Americans. I was very young for the bicentennial back in 1976. I really have no memory of it. But, you know, from all indications that I've seen, I'm expecting the 250th celebrations to be much more robust. Am I right, Eric?
I think so. One of the things we saw in the first 100 days of the president's administration was that he created a White House task force on celebrating America 250. So I think it's going to go from the president, from a bipartisan group of members of Congress who have been focused on America's 250, all the way down to every level of government, where they're going to be encouraging people to travel around the country, encouraging people to get out there and celebrate the history of this great nation. And travel has always been at the heart of what has unified America, what has kept the states united. And so I think this celebration will be larger than ever, and I think travel is going to be at the center of it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. All right, so Rudy, where do you want to go with Aaron?
Well, Aaron's a perfect guest to have on. I just want to tell listeners that they can get a free copy of her ebook, which is at 250places.com. And that book is called America Turns 250, where to travel for the ultimate birthday bash. Aaron, you know, we've talked about the obvious places, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, and St. Louis. We've talked about Williamsburg. But looking to the southern U.S. or maybe out west, are there any locations there you would like to highlight for us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of places, especially in the South, where you can kind of expose yourself to, historical moments that have happened kind of since the revolutionary days. Like a lot of things have happened in the last 250 years. So I really encourage people to check out places like, let's say, the National Corvette Museum. That's kind of America's sports car. Go to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and kind of learn about a car that is central to Americans. Even kind of, this is not South, but Harley-Davidson Museum, for example, in Milwaukee. Go kind of honor the spirit of freedom on two wheels. Go explore this quintessential American vehicle. You know, of course, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. There's just so many, especially museums and destinations, that you can go to kind of learn about where our country has gone in the last 250 years, and a lot of different places that have really shaped our story over the last 250 years.
That's interesting. I like to hear that. So, you know, this question is more for Martha or Brad. You know, this week we've seen the national media, they've been fixated on the new ballroom being built at the White House. But when you get beyond all that noise, what's impressive is it's all being paid for by private money from corporate sponsors and individual donors. I mean, this program runs on sponsorship and so forth. That's a big part of it. So I'm bringing this up because, you know, for the America 250 celebrations in your cities, frankly, curious, have you found there's strong sponsor or donor dollars that are available, and is that helping you make the celebrations even larger? Martha?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of some public and private support for us, so we're excited about that. You know, one of the the major events that will cap off our year in 26 is Sail Boston, which is the tall ships coming to Boston. And we have almost 30 of the large, beautiful, majestic ships coming in, plus another 80 smaller vessels. And that's been a perfect combination of, you know, we've supported it as Meet Boston. They've received some funding from the government, but also a lot of private sponsorship as well. So I think all of these events demonstrate that, you know, it can be a hybrid. It can be public, private, and really that's the best combination for these types of events.
Brad, are you finding the same thing in St. Louis?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to see that on steroids next year. Events like Music at the Intersection, the Evolution Festival, the Great Forest Park Balloon Race, and Festival of Nations are all getting increased funding from the private sector, which has helped offset, frankly, some of the cuts from government funding. And next year, for example, Celebrate St. Louis, which would normally put on a July 4th festival for somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000, maybe $1 million, they're anticipating raising up to $4 to $5 million of private sector contributions to really take that celebration to the next level, not just for a one day, but a multi-day event. And by the way, you mentioned the ballroom. We just finished our expansion and we couldn't afford a ballroom. So if any listeners to America's number one travel radio program want to fund a ballroom, I can't promise the president in the White House, but we can put your name on a ballroom in St. Louis.
You're like, I like you. Listen.
Oh, that was a ghost. Boy, you really took that. Good opportunity.
Brad,
that's
we've got
funny.
610 stations, Hawaii, yeah. Alaska, they're all in. We've got about 1.3 million people listening. So if everybody just chipped in like a dollar, you know, that
there
would
you
put
go.
It,
yeah.
You get the foundation in, I would think.
All right, we'll put a website together for you.
I like that. So, all right, panel, listen, we need to take our second break of the hour. And next, when we return, we're going to go rapid fire. It's going to have the America 250 theme parade. So, folks, as we pause for this bottom of the hour break, the Discover America segment is ahead in about 20 minutes. But when we return, today's preferred travel panel will roll on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called SimpliSafe from SimpliSafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at SimpliSafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, thank you, Craig Good. As we return from that bottom of the hour break, we are about to go rapid fire for this third installment of today's Preferred Travel Panel, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places across the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations, and they're going to give you home-like features with all kinds of resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, folks, go earn your Hilton Honors points at and check out. You'll find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
Martha, Brad, Eric, and Aaron, thanks for staying with us.
Well, we appreciate that very much. So to set this up so you all know how rapid fire works, Mary or I are going to throw out a topic. We're having some technical difficulties with Rudy. We just lost him, so he's not here for this third segment. But we're going to throw something out. First thing that comes into your head, we want you to say. So I'll start you off. We're going to go Eric, Aaron, Martha, Brad in that order. And the question really is, when you think of a must-visit location in the U.S. to celebrate America, where is it? Eric?
Garden of the Gods, Colorado Springs.
I like that. Okay. Aaron?
Oh, gosh, I would say something I just did, the extraterrestrial highway. It's actually in Nevada. It's a very cool drive.
Oh, that's a lot. Two very different things there. Okay, Martha.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to my friends in Philadelphia because obviously they're going to have an extraordinary celebration this summer, and I think everyone's going to want to be there.
Yeah, that's a great location as well. A question. All right, Brad, listen, the pressure's on you coming in here. You're the anchor.
I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina. They are writing the great American recovery story, and what that community's been through, travel and tourism is going to lead them forward in 2026. Great place to celebrate America and celebrate the American spirit at work.
Yeah, thank you for bringing them up.
Yeah.
We did a destination spotlight
on
them.
We spoke to them not that long ago.
It's great recovery what's going on.
Yeah, yeah,
love
absolutely.
That. Good point.
All right, 100. So I'm going to go Martha, Brad, Aaron, and Eric. 100 years from now, what will be the thing you most hope that people remember from America's 250th birthday celebration? Martha.
I would say that Americans came together and celebrated in unison the extraordinary nature of our incredible country, and that we also welcome the world to join us in the celebration.
Okay, amen. Brad?
Yeah, 2026 was the year where America came together to not only celebrate the past, but look to the next 250th and enjoyed a record year of worldwide travel coming to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Aaron?
Yeah, I just say, again, kind of every place is a story to tell, and this is such a great opportunity to kind of explore who we are as a nation and see our country through fresh eyes. So that's what I'm hoping to look back on.
Okay, and Eric?
I hope everyone remembers the trip that they took, the core memories the travel is able to create. Those things are so special, and to be able to look back and say, this is where I was on America's 250th anniversary, I hope will be a special thing.
Yeah, okay. Travel, memories, and unity. Love it. I think that's a good theme. All right, so this one should be fairly easy. What's the airline that you fly the most? Aaron.
Oof. Well, I live in Washington, D.C., so United.
Okay. Eric?
Well, I love every U.S. airline. I've got to say that first, but I fly out of Reagan a lot, so American Airlines.
Okay, Martha?
There's no right or wrong answer here, by the way, folks.
Martha?
I would say at this point it's Delta because they do have a big hub in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Brad?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong American flyer, but now in St. Louis, I got to go Southwest.
Yeah, well, listen, all the changes they're making. We talked about that last hour when we had on Mike Taylor with J.D. Power. All right. Question very simple, though. What do you love most about traveling, Aaron?
Gosh, I just love just roadside attractions, to be honest. Anytime I can encounter a new roadside attraction, that's what I love most about traveling.
Martha?
I'd
have to say experiencing the local cuisine from wherever I'm visiting.
I agree with you on that. That's terrific. Brad?
You know, we travel to go to different places, experience different cultures, different cuisines. But every time I'm left with one common reminder, and that is that what unites us is a lot greater than what divides us. And as different as we are, there's a lot more that brings us together. And travel is the great unifier.
Well, we say it all. I agree with you on that. Eric?
Yeah, well, a bit of a transportation nerd, so I've got to say that the travel system to bring us together. The airport, whether it's the Golden Gate Bridge, whether it's the Bright Line in Florida, I love seeing the transportation networks that connect this country, and I think each destination has a special one to offer.
Okay.
So this goes back to the 250th birthday of America. Think about maybe your community or where you are or what your personal goals are for this next year. Biggest expectation for the 250th birthday of America, Brad.
It's going to be the biggest year of travel and tourism in St. Louis, but most importantly, the first time we really celebrate the neighborhoods as an essential ingredient to the St. Louis experience.
Okay, we need about 10-second answers on these two. So, Eric?
If the U.S. men's team can make it out of the group stage, they are going to play a World Cup game in Philadelphia on July 4th for America's 250th anniversary.
Well, that would be great. Martha?
Martha?
I would say hearing the untold stories of the revolution beyond just the traditional that we read about in history books.
All right. Aaron?
I think for me, just living in Virginia, kind of learning more about kind of all that deep history, Mount Vernon, Monticello, Montpelier, all the things that are going on in my home state. So much coming.
Yeah, listen, Virginia is a great state. Listen, all four of you, we thank you all for being part of our live broadcast today and today's preferred travel panel. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Look forward to connecting with all of you soon at some point on this program.
Thanks so much.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you all. That was fun. All right. In 10 minutes, the America theme will continue on America's number one travel radio show. Up next, Rudy's going to do a follow-up to something Robert and I introduced you all to back in 2020, and that's little free libraries.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With Simply Safe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to RMWorldTravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. You've heard RJ talk about these outstanding earbuds that he really enjoys. Now, I've got some good news because Raycon's anniversary sale is happening now. Raycon is celebrating with a deal on the Everyday Earbuds Classic, the reliable, comfortable, and easy-to-take-anywhere earbuds that have been a fan favorite since day one. The Everyday Earbuds Classic is loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can pair with two devices at once, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put no matter what you're doing. There are also everyday features like up to 32 hours of battery life, and quick charge. 10 minutes gives you 90 minutes of playtime. Plus, more than 3 million customers already love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So get yours today and save 20% off by going to buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com as always by looking under sponsors.
Well, maybe you've seen them scattered around the country, small wooden boxes posted sort of like mailboxes in neighborhoods, but stocked with books. books to which you can help yourself for free or contribute to. They're part of a nonprofit network of what's called Little Free Libraries. It's a movement begun right here in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I live, by Todd Bowl, who passed away in 2018. But what he started lives on, and I'm delighted to have the Director of Communications for Little Free Library, Margaret Aldrich, join me for a few minutes. Margaret, welcome to the show. Describe what Little Free Library is all about.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Little Free Library, as you mentioned, is a nonprofit organization, and our mission really is to expand access to books so everybody has a book to read.
And you've got 200,000 of these Little Free Library book sharing boxes scattered around America?
That's right. We just celebrated the 200,000th Little Free Library installation. So Little Free Libraries are actually a global movement. So you can find Little Free Libraries in 128 different countries and actually on all seven continents. There's now, even a Little Free Library at the South Pole.
Oh my goodness. Now, say I know, I've seen them and I've used them. If I take a book out, am I supposed to return it?
No, you do not need to return it. If you love it, you can keep it forever. If you'd like to share it with somebody else, you can put it back in that Little Free Library or a different Little Free Library. But the idea is really just to keep that book flow moving so you can always drop off a different book that you'd like someone to read.
I have a whole lot of books, Margaret. I would fill one of those up in a second if I decided to put books in there. Is there some? Are you only limited by space on how many books you can donate to one of these little boxes?
Yeah, that's really true.
Okay.
I always like the rule of thumb: donate a book that you would loan to your best friend. So donate great books, donate gently used books, and especially donate kids' books, because kids' books are always the first thing to fly off the shelf.
That's good to know. Now, if I wanted to put one in my front yard, which some people do, or in the neighborhood, do I build the box? How do I get a little free book box?
Yeah. About half the people build their own, and about half the people buy one through the Little Free Library website. So that's littlefreelibrary.org. We have a lot of different models that you can look at. We even have kits that you can build yourself.
And how much might that cost me?
Depending on the model, I would say anywhere between $200 and $400.
Okay. And do you ever encounter any trouble with a town saying, well, we don't want that here on our, aside our streets?
It's very rare. We have heard from a few people who have HOAs that they have to go through special permissions.
Mm-hmm.
But typically the community really rallies around and loves to have that resource in the community.
HOA is a homeowners association that may have certain rules about what colors you can paint your house and whether you got to mow your lawn and whether you can put a little library up. Well, you can find more details by going to littlefreelibrary.org. Remember, this is a nonprofit, and the idea is to share books and for people. And I find what Margaret said very interesting, that kids' books are the most popular. Margaret Aldrich is the Director of Communications for Little Free Library. Again, more details at littlefreelibrary.org. Hey, Margaret, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
I love this project. I knew it from the beginning, and I'm happy to bring it to you. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stop.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go again, everyone. Welcome back to your favorite travel radio show. The America theme continues as we now discover America together, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/Karen.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business will always be looked after.
And that's what we all want, right, when we're on the move? Listen, and they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals at cost less than a dollar a day. So go to simplysafe.com/carry, and again, that's C-A-R-E-Y. You'll save 50% as a show fan today, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Show friend Bill Clevelin is about to rejoin the program with us. We've invited him to discuss some standouts from his book, Finding the American Dream, A Guided Tour of Places Where Americans Changed History. Here's Bill now on our show hotline for today's Discover America segment.
Well, we always enjoy these engagements. Bill, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to have you back on the show with us. Going to dive into this with you because, you know, we love the concept of this book on the American Dream. We know you spent a lot of time as Bill on the road traversing our country. What inspired you, you know, about all these folks that you encountered and made you want to write it all down and put it on paper and put it in the book?
Well, I know the exact moment I wanted to do this. I was at Johnny Cash's childhood home in a little town called Dyess, Arkansas. And you go to the house, and it's, you know, it's where he grew up. And here, watch the movie Walk the Line. You've seen the home represented in that movie. And I remember driving away from that home after touring it and going down this kind of bumpy gravel road. And it's just dust flying everywhere, and there's nothing around for miles. And I remember thinking, my gosh, Johnny Cash, one of the most notable musicians maybe in the world, he came from this tiny little house in the middle of nowhere and made something of himself and essentially found the American dream. And I thought, my gosh, there has to be a bunch of examples like
that. Well, let's talk about that, because somebody else who made the American dream, certainly, and we all are benefiting from it today, Sam Walton, there in Bentonville, Arkansas. Why do you urge travelers to go experience that community?
Well, I love Bentonville. It's just a cute little town down in Arkansas, and you can visit the Walmart Museum. It's a free museum you can go into. They even have the pickup truck that Sam Walton used to drive around back in the day, scouting out sites for Walmart, and lots of great stories. They've preserved his office, so you can actually peek in and look at Sam Walton's office the way it was up until the day that he died. It's a really cool museum, lots of great history, and some neat stories about how that whole corporation got started.
So, Bill, let's talk cartoonists. Certainly no shortage of American cartoonists. We've been blessed with quite a few. Let's go the iconic Popeye comic strip route, which actually still airs on some classic TV stations. You can even stream it on some platforms. But take us to Chester, Illinois, a small town near the Mississippi River. What can you share?
Yeah, so Chester, Illinois is only about an hour away from my hometown of St. Louis. So I've gone quite a few times, and the creator of Popeye was from there, and it's kind of funny, maybe it's not funny, but when he was a kid, he was sick. I can't remember exactly what his ailment was, but his mom told him that he needed to eat spinach to get better. They thought that that would cure him, and so that's where you get the whole Popeye and the spinach tie-in there. And all throughout little town of Chester, they have statues all over the town of all of your favorite Popeye characters. There's like 20 of them. And you go take your little photos. They got a cool Popeye museum and store there. It actually used to be the theater where the gentleman worked as a kid running films and stuff. Yeah, cool little river town right on the Mississippi River, Chester, Illinois, the home of Popeye.
All right, let's go the music route now. So Patsy Cline, she had a tough childhood growing up in Virginia, but she persisted and she would go on to have a highly successful music career. She's actually the first female inductee into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So what is in Virginia that we can visit that has to do with Patsy?
Yeah, you know, I always wanted to go to Winchester, Virginia, and visit Patsy Cline's home. And you may remember last year, I think we were on talking about my small town tour throughout Virginia. And that was one of the places I put on my list. So not only is her grave there, you can visit Patsy Cline's final resting place. You can visit the home that she lived in when she was really getting started, right when she did that first national TV appearance. And you go through her house, you'll see her bedroom where she lived. They have some costumes that, you know, her her mom used to sew for her when she was just getting started. And it's really cool to walk through that home and know that that's where she got her big break and where she would have been when she was, you know, just kind of figuring out how talented she really was.
Yeah, I know. She was an inspiration, to Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton.
And Dolly Parton was inspired by her.
All right, really quick. We only got about 30 seconds in this. But Latrobe, Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, both of the destinations. Collection there of one of the most successful children's show in American history. Do tell.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mr. Rogers was from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, about maybe 30, 40 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. In town, you can go to the local college there, and they have all of the puppets from his show. So if you watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the neighborhood of make-believe, all of that, you can see the puppets. And then the Heinz History Center in Pittsburgh has all of the sets, or many of the sets from the neighborhood of make-believe as well. So if that was part of your childhood, you should definitely trek to Pittsburgh.
Well, folks, listen, you can find more information. What we love having Bill on the show is he is very good at painting pictures with words, and it's all over his website, BillOnTheRoad.com, BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill, nice connecting with you again. We'll do it again soon. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Yeah, my pleasure. We'll talk to you all soon.
All right, well, there he goes, BillOnTheRoad.com, folks. Until we are back next Saturday, November 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, just before Mary and I depart for the big Let's Go America Tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. You'll have to stay tuned to find out what that is. Special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Go get your travels booked to come join us in Europe next October aboard Region 7 Seas Grandeur. The link is atop the homepage of our show website, rmworldtravel.com. And wherever you may be headed this week, happy Halloween, everybody. Safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.